Good morning. It is now 9 o'clock on Tuesday, May 25th. I'm Victoria Bowman, Chairman of the State Board of Massage Therapy. Pursuant to Arizona Revised Statutes, ARS 38-431.02, notice is hereby given to the members of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy, known as Board, and to the general public that the Board will hold an open meeting to the public on Tuesday, May 25th, 2021 at 9 a.m. The meeting will be held digitally online. The meeting is open to the public. However, during the course of the meeting, the board, upon a majority vote of the quorum of the members, may, when necessary, hold an executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A3 as indicated on the board's agenda. The executive session is not open to the public. The chair of the Arizona State Board of Massage reserves the right to change the order of the items published in this agenda, except for public hearings set for a specific time. During the board meeting and upon a vote of the majority of a quorum, the board may go into executive session to obtain legal advice from the board's attorney pursuant to Arizona Revised Statute 38-431.03A3 on any items listed on the agenda. All meeting attendees whose presence is not required in an executive session may remain in the board meeting room when the board withdraws to chambers for an executive session. Any and all legal action by board members will only take place in open session. In accordance with the open meeting laws, the board has a civility policy that prohibits any type of disorderly conduct that disrupts the board from carrying out its business. Individuals found violating this policy will be asked to modify their behavior and act civilly, and if the disorderly conduct continues, the person may be removed from the meeting. Ms. Cisneros, would you please take a roll call of the board members?
Absolutely. Thank you, Madam Chair. Chairman Bowman?
Present.
Vice Chair Clark?
Present.
Mr. McLean? Mr. McLean is absent. Mr. Ortega?
Here.
And Mr. Ramsey?
Present.
Thank you. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Cisneros. I would also like to acknowledge board staff, Kathy Rich, Andrew White, Tony Wilcox, and Tom Augerton, our executive director, and also our attorney, Seamus Monahan. Thank you so much for being here today. Call to the public. Pursuant to ARS 38-431.01H, the board may make an open call to the public during a public meeting, subject to reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions, to allow individuals to address the public body on any issue within the jurisdiction of the public body. However, members of the board are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. The board, however, may ask staff to review a matter or may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. Mr. Wilcox, do we have any call to the public?
I'm not aware of any call to the public at this time.
Okay, if anyone out there does have a call to the public, there's a little button down there that says raise hand. I'll give you a moment. Okay, we'll move on. Declaration of conflict of interest. So to each and all of the board members, you have your packet in front of you. If there is any conflict of interest, please let me know now. And then secondly, please make it known as we go into that case. Is there any conflict of interest? Okay. Review, discussion, and possible action on board meeting minutes. Is there any discussion on the board minutes from the April 26, 2021 monthly meeting? Is there a motion to accept?
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes as they are from the April 2021 meeting.
Kevin Ramsey, I'll second.
Thank you. Ms. Cisneros, could we have a roll call vote?
Absolutely. Mr. Ramsey?
Yes.
Mr. Ortega?
Yes.
Mr. McLean is absent. Vice Chair Clark?
Yes.
And Chair Bowman?
Yes.
The motion passes unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you. Items for board review, discussion, and possible action. Upon a vote of the majority of a quorum, the board may go into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A2 to discuss or consider records exempt by law from public inspection, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is specifically required to be maintained as confidential by state or federal law. Under point B, formal interview, we have case 21-126, Danny Sean. Is Danny Sean here, and are you represented by counsel? If so, please let that be known. Mr. Sean, are you present?
This is Mike Goldberg. I'm his attorney. He's present. He's at Litchfield Park, La Bella.
And your last name again, Mike?
Michael Goldberg.
Mr. Shan, if you would please just unmute yourself. You don't need to keep raising your hand.
Right.
Okay.
Very good. Give me a minute, please. Okay. It is now 9:07 a.m. on May 25th, 2021. This is the formal interview of Danny Sean, case number 21-128. If the complainants are present, we will hear from the complainants before we interview the licensee. Mr. Monahan, I don't believe we have a complainant in this case, do we?
We do not. Investigator White can confirm, but I believe this was received via the police department.
Okay, thank you.
That's correct.
Yes. Mr. White, could you give us a brief summary of this case?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm sorry for interrupting. Would you like for me to swear the parties in before we begin?
Yes, please. So I believe we need Mr. White, Mr. Goldberg, and Mr. Sean.
I don't believe the attorney gets sworn in, Seamus wants to confirm that.
No, he does not need to be.
Okay.
Please go ahead, Mrs. Snow.
If I can have Mr. White and Mr. Shan, both of you, please raise your right hand.
Yes.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the sole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you. And then, Madam Chair, I do have a brief summary, if you'd like for me to proceed.
Perfect. I would like you to give us the summary, and then we will question Mr. White as needed. Thank you. Please go ahead with the summary of this case.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the board. The board received notification from the Sheriff's Department regarding illegal massage activity at La Bella Reflexology Spa. In December of 2020, a raid was conducted at the spa and citations were issued for unlicensed massage practice. It was reported that the staff at the spa were conducting massages without active massage therapy licenses. The respondent was issued a cease and desist order in December of 2020. The board considered this case at its March meeting, and after hearing from the respondent and counsel, who I just wanted to point out for the record was a different gentleman than who we have on the line now, after considering their discussions, the board voted to proceed to a formal interview based on the potential violations of law and factual allegations that were set forth in the investigative report. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. We have read the materials that you have, Mr. Monahan, do I need to have staff and counsel introduce themselves?
No, you don't. Not at this point.
Not at this point. Okay, thank you. We have read the materials you provided. This proceeding is being audio taped. Anyone must speak loudly and clearly, and only one person can speak at a time, please. Okay. So, Mr. Sean, would you please come forward?
Yes.
And please state your name.
My name is Danny Sean. I'm the owner of the Labella Reflexology Spa located at Richfield Park.
Thank you. You have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today, the process for the formal interview, and the possible actions the board may take. The purpose of this formal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case and to decide the outcome. We have read all the materials you submitted and all the materials submitted by the complainant. We have heard a brief overview of the case as well as from the complainant, and we will now interview you. Would you or your attorney like to make a brief statement about the case? And please be as specific as you can.
Okay, so Mike, are you going to go for it?
Yes.
I can make a brief statement. My client is the owner. The person in question was doing reflexology. There's been no cooperation with the police. The person went to the police the next couple of days, and that case I don't know if it's been dismissed, but the person hasn't shown up to court. There was a matter of spilling oil on the client after the reflexology. The client needed someone to wipe the oil off. The client said that this reflexologist could wipe the oil off. She tipped him $10 and then for some reason went to the police a couple days later to make a complaint. But our position is that this is a reflexologist that didn't need a license, performed reflexology. And obviously, you know, we don't know what happened between him and the client in terms of the complaint to the police. But in terms of the unlicensed person, they were licensed, or they did not need a license to do what they did. That's the opening statement. Thank you.
Thank you. Board members, we are now available to ask questions. Is anybody wanting to start that questioning?
This is Kevin Ramsey. I'm a professional board member and licensed massage therapist. I believe the primary complaint in this case is revolving around hiring and employing unlicensed workers. Is that correct, or is there also the secondary piece?
Board Member Ramsey, this is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. You're correct to key in on that. We are more concerned with that matter today than we are the reflexologist.
And I know that we had chatted about this in the March meeting, but I'd like to ask Mr. Shan if he has anything else to weigh in towards that point specifically.
Excuse me, can you repeat again?
Yes, this complaint is mostly centered around the fact that you had hired and employed unlicensed therapists in Arizona to work at your spa. So if there's anything else that you have to say on that point in particular, not against a specific, essential oil conversation, we're talking more about you hiring and employing unlicensed therapists.
So for the hiring, no, for the three employees that I had back to December 2020, They all have the California licenses, and then I have already submitted two of them for the license exchange, and then another one is left, no longer working at my place. But they didn't protest any full body massage at all, since we are mainly focused on the reflexology things.
So you're saying that they didn't practice anything other than reflexology?
Right. And then they are no longer working here as well. Since California is reopening, and then they're already back to California.
Okay.
So, Mike, do you want to add anything to this statement?
No, I don't. And not listening to anyone has a question.
Okay.
I mean, this is Investigator White. This was the second complaint that we received for that location. I sent a cease and desist notification last year, and it was responded that they would take down certain things and not perform full body massages with unlicensed massage therapists. Where the police did a investigation and forwarded me the information. At that point, I did another cease and desist notification and also did a complaint against the owner, Mr. Shan, in violation of the hiring of non-licensed massage therapists. The one problem that you have when you go into the packet, you will see that it's been going on for a couple of years. They call themselves a reflexology studio, but they use, if you look at the responses from the clients, they even say they have full body massages, deep tissue massages, and they're supposed to be strictly a reflexology location, and that's impossible for it to be that way. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. White. So, Mr. Shaw, this is Board Chair Bowman. You graduated in 2014 out of a program in California, correct?
Yes.
And in coming to when did you come to Arizona to begin your reflexology
business? 2018.
Okay. And so you got your license from us in 2018?
I believe it's the end of 18 or 19.
Okay. And did you familiarize yourself with the requirements of the State Board of Massage Therapy at that time?
Yes.
And so you knew that you had to be licensed in Arizona in order to perform massages in Arizona. Did you know that?
You mean when I first time came to Arizona? I believe
no, I'm saying, okay, yeah. Let me rephrase my question. Uh-huh. When you opened your reflexology spa in mm-hmm. Litchfield Park, mm-hmm. you familiarized yourself with the laws, the massage laws in Arizona. Did you know that in order to do massage in Arizona, you must be licensed in Arizona?
For this knowledge, I had a first complaint back to 18th or 19th. I forgot. And before the first complaint, I wasn't know. I have to Arizona license to practice massage in Arizona, and then later on, I already submit application for myself.
Correct. However, as a licensed massage therapist in Arizona, we are required to notify the board of infractions against that license. And yet, according to the police reports, and there are three of them on record, I believe, you hired California licensed massage therapists. However, they did not have Arizona massage licenses, and you've had two cease and desist served on you. Is that correct?
I didn't hear your last sentence. What is the two seasons mean?
To decease and desist. In other words, to stop doing massage with unlicensed practitioners. You received two notices from our investigator, Mr. White, to cease, to quit, and desist, to stop. So to quit and to stop using unlicensed massage therapists in your facility. Those that are licensed in California, however, they do not have a license in Arizona. Did you receive those?
Yes, I received those, and then I also respond to the email as well.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions. Ms. Clark, do you have any questions for Mr. Sean?
Well,
or, yes.
Yes and no. He's got it as Labella Reflexology and Massage Spa, so that kind of gives an indication that massage is available. And if he received the cease and desist letters, and he said he did look at the statutes, then I would assume that he would have knowledge of the rules. That, and it's not really a question, I guess. It's more of a discussion that's not appropriate right here. So,
okay, thank you, Mr. McLean. Do you have any questions of Mr. Sean?
I do not believe Mr. McLean is on the call, Madam Chair.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Mr. Ortega. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Ortega. Do you have any questions?
This is John Ortega, public member. No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. So, to Mr. Sean and his attorney, do you have any additional remarks at this time?
This is Mike Goldberg. So, I'm aware that the complaint seems to be that these people are not just doing reflexology, but they're doing full body massages. But my client is saying that he's responded to the cease and desist and that they aren't. I mean, I haven't checked the reviews. I'm just not aware of any specific examples of these people who are unlicensed giving full body massages. You know, my client is, I'm just not quite understand. I understand the allegation. I'm just not understanding where the meat on that is, where that's coming from.
I believe there's the police. There's an email from MCSO in the materials. I believe that's where this is coming from. If the board members would like to look at that and speak to that email on the record, that might clear some things up.
Yes, this is Kevin Ramsey, a professional member. Part of our materials that we have is that Maricopa County Sheriff Department conducted an operation at the place of business, and citations were issued for unlicensed massage, in which Mr. Sean confessed to. So ultimately, there's a break in that conversation until now, where he's saying that they were not practicing unlicensed massage. So. That's where the break in everything is for me.
I get it.
Yeah. Madam Chair?
Yes, Ms. Cisneros?
I'm sorry for interrupting. I keep trying to use the hand feature, and I'm not sure if it's working on my end. Okay. I just wanted to add a little bit more behind what the vice chair was covering and also what Mr. Ramsey had just brought up. If you look in your packet at an email that the board received from the respondent in January, there's a statement at the end of it where he's indicated that he understands that there's a licensure requirement for employment of massage therapists at his establishment. And then he goes on to state that he did file the appropriate paperwork with the board after becoming aware, and that he temporarily suspended all employees without Arizona certification from performing full body, bar, chest, and stomach massage until their license exchange is completed. And that's a quote from his email. So that does give some implication that he's aware of the requirement and that it may have been happening until he became aware by the board that unlicensed massage therapists cannot practice there. I just wanted to point that out for the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Cisneros. So to Mr. Sean and Mr. Goldberg, do you have any additional remarks at this time?
No, I would agree that, well, Mr. Sean, like, that might be the case, that there was a time when maybe it was happening and then he learned and then stopped doing it. But I'll let him comment.
Mr. Sean?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have any further comments?
So if I'm not quite understand, like, back on January for the statement I respond back to. So yes, I'm aware that we do need Arizona license to practice the full body massage. And then all of the three employees from the California, they only practice the reflexology since. And then I also have a help them to apply license application exchange.
Thank you. Does any board member? Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. And also, I have an Arizona license employee as well.
Thank you. Does any board member have additional questions? Okay, we will go into deliberation. The board will now deliberate. After a formal interview, the board may take any of the following actions. A, dismiss if the information is without merit. B, file an advisory letter. C, order continuing education in order to rehabilitate and educate. D, order the payment of restitution. E, file a letter of reprimand. F, issue a decree of censure. G, adopt findings of facts, conclusions of law, and 1, impose probation, 2, suspend the licensee license for less than 12 months, 3, restrict licensee's practice, or H, refer to formal hearing. So if each board member would give your view on the case, Mr. Ortega, can we start with you?
I have no problem with taking this to a formal hearing. He's been warned twice, and every time someone asks him a question, he really doesn't give a straight answer, and I actually don't believe anything he's saying. That would be my opinion.
And is your reason for moving to formal hearing for revocation of license?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Ramsey?
Yeah, more or less leaning with Mr. Ortega on this one. You know, there's been two warnings, two letters sent to the place of business. You know, while he has taken the steps to rectify and correct the status of the licenses of the people that he's employing, you know, it only came after, you know, receiving a letter from the board. And yeah, that's all I have.
Thank you. Vice Chair Clark.
I'm kind of leaning towards the same with Mr. Ortega and Mr. Ramsey. Even looking at Mr. Shan's statement, the therapist that came over to be hired by him should have done their own research to know that they should have had an Arizona license before they even applied and before he even hired them. They should have had some kind of indication as a massage therapist from California that other states might require licensing before they would be able to work. Because of the two cease and desist letters, and then taking the necessary steps after receiving those letters, I think that requires a little bit more going to formal hearing. Yes.
This is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monaghan. I don't mean to butt into your deliberations. I apologize. Would the board also want to authorize me to work with Mr. Shan's attorney possibly to come up with a stringent consent agreement in lieu of formal hearing that the board could consider?
Right. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Monaghan. I would like to weigh in before we go forward. While I'm in agreement with what the other board members have said, I'm looking at the formal interview and wondering if we could restrict his adopt finding of facts and conclusions of law and restrict his license to practice and or impose probation and suspend the license for less than 12 months, and also have a fiscal penalty, so order the payment of restitution because of operating his business in this manner. In other words, my thoughts are is we can remove his license. However, that does not stop him from operating his business. So we can suspend his license. He's still going to operate his business and have a fiscal payment of restitution for what he's done as a benchmark for operating his business in the correct manner of the laws of the massage laws in Arizona.
Ms. Bowman, I hear what you're saying right there. You know, again, my issue comes with, you know, following up with what Mr. Ortega said, is that it seems like he's fully aware of what was going on. You know, it's within the therapist's, the licensee's responsibilities to know the state laws that they're operating in. On the business website, you know, it markets and advertises massage as well as reflexology and several other services that can be purchased. And, you know, even after a cease and desist, no action was taken. A second one, no action was taken. And then contact from the state board is what really prompted the licensee to then go for or submit the paperwork for, you know, reciprocity for his employees' licenses. You know, so I'm really curious to know, you know, from maybe Mr. Ortega or Ms. Bowman, your point of view, since you're more experienced board members than I am, you know, what the route is for, it seems like we have two potential options, you know, but it seems like he was well aware of you know, operating without licensure.
Thank you.
And you know, with the business being, you know, labeled reflexology, yes, you can be a reflexologist without being a licensed massage therapist. But I'm, you know, I'm kind of curious what moving forward will look like.
Thank you. We do need to remember that we do not have licensure of massage establishment because in Arizona we do not have those. So we have licensure of massage therapists. So it's he can still operate his business with or without his own massage license.
If he were to hire somebody else, he would end up having to hire someone who was licensed, whether or not he had a license to do massage himself, correct?
Correct.
Right.
And so looking at the formal interview, we can, by adopting finding of facts, restrict his license to practice or suspend his license for less than 12 months and order the payment of restitution, which that penalty could perhaps have more of an impact. So he would not be practicing himself and the business would be penalized fiscally. Mr. Ortega?
My only point is he's not listening or paying attention to anything we're saying or telling him. I mean, that's my impression of him. And that's what we're here to do, get our impressions of who's telling the truth. If we want to penalize him financially, okay, I could go along with that if it's really substantial. And I could go along with suspending his license for 11 months and 29 days. That'd be fine. That's just how I feel about it.
Thank you. And what kind of fiscal penalty are you thinking of?
Well, what is the max we can give him in this hearing, in this interview?
Okay, Mr.
It'd be $1,000.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
$1,000, John. It was the max that we could give him.
Okay, that, he probably makes that in a day, but that's just my feeling on it.
Chair Bowman, this is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. I don't want to mischaracterize you, but it sounds like you're saying that you'd rather keep Mr. Shan under the umbrella instead of kicking him out, because regardless, he may still carry out the same activities, but without him under our umbrella, we have no power anymore over him. I think that's, we have no jurisdiction. I think that's what you were trying to say. Is that true?
Yes, that is.
Okay, thank you. I was just trying to clarify.
Right. No, you caught my drift. I didn't say it that way, but yes, indeed. I think it's better that we have him as a licensed practitioner, even if he's on probation and or restricted or suspended license. Other comments by board members?
Chair Bowman, if you're looking to keep him under the umbrella of the massage board, what are your thoughts on actions like an advisory letter or other steps that would mark something like this? Because while you are right, if he's no longer licensed, he's not under our jurisdiction anymore, but he could hire and employ, Arizona licensed massage therapist to continue operating. He wouldn't have to change anything about his business. I'm more concerned that, like Mr. Ortega said, it really sounds like he's just kind of
blowing us off.
Yeah.
Ms. Cisneros, you have your hand raised.
Yes, I'm so sorry for interrupting the board's deliberations. I just wanted to point out that, and Seamus could confirm this, if you impose a civil penalty, I believe that's discipline. I don't know that you can attach a non-disciplinary sanction to that. I just wanted to make the board aware. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Esmar. Ms. Nairns.
Right. I do believe that we would have to, in order to suspend the license, adopt findings of facts and conclusions of law. And could we, under that, I believe the answer is yes, but Mr. Monahan, could we also impose the $1,000 penalty?
Yes, you have that option.
Thank you.
You would just want to clarify that was for the aiding or abetting of somebody working without a license.
Thank you. Ms. Clark?
I'm in agreement with it, with everything that's been said so far. I think we need to keep him under our umbrella just in case. And I think imposing a fine might send a message, a clear message. But if we can suspend his license, do a fine, he can still practice his business, but he has to have licensed massage therapists under his business license.
Right. Mr. Monahan, a question that I have is, would we be prudent to offer a consent agreement for what we've been speaking about, the findings and facts, conclusions of law, suspending the license for 11 months and 29 days, imposing a fine of $1,000, and if he does not accept it, move to formal hearing for revocation of license?
Yes, you absolutely have that option.
And so the grounds for disciplinary action would be 32-4222 subsection A, failing to meet or maintain the requirements for an original license. Also committing an act of malpractice, negligence, or incompetency. And aiding and abetting a person who is not licensed in the state or who directly or indirectly performs activity requiring a license. And that would be also 32-4254. Is that correct?
Let me see. 42, I think you are referring to 4253A.
Failing to maintain requirements for a license?
No, that one would not be applicable since he didn't maintain
his license. Okay. So
yeah.
So
it'd be 18. 4253A18.
Okay.
Aiding or abetting a person who is not licensed in the state and who directly or indirectly performs activities requiring a license.
Okay. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion if we're done deliberating on this one.
Go ahead, Mr. Ramsey.
I'm going to move that we ask our attorney, Seamus Monahan, to draft a consent agreement for voluntary a surrender of license due to the findings and facts and conclusions of law based on today's case. And if they are not agreed upon, then we can move forward to a formal interview or a formal hearing. Sorry.
And that's based on the factual allegations as they're found in the board's report.
Yes. Thank you.
And then also, so, in violation of 4253A18.
A18, correct.
Okay, thank you.
And then, Mr. Ramsey, if I may, the time frame for them to sign the consent agreement, would that be 20 days or 30 days?
I believe it's 30 days that we usually give, or is it 20?
20 days.
20 days.
It's 20? Okay, thank you.
Mrs. Narrows? Give you a minute, and then could you read the motion back as it's gelled down to our discussion?
Absolutely. Yes, the motion on the floor at this time is for a consent to offer the respondent a consent agreement for the voluntary surrender of his license, and that would be for the factual allegations that are outlined in the investigative report and for the violation of ARS 32-4253A18. If the consent agreement is not accepted within 20 days or if it's declined, then the matter shall proceed to formal hearing for license revocation.
Okay. I would like clarification. So that's a suspension of the license for 11 months and 29 days, as well as a civil penalty of $1,000.
Madam Chair, the motion on the floor at this moment is for voluntary surrender of license. There are no other terms attached to it.
Okay. Mr. Ramsey, is that your motion?
That is my motion.
Thank you. Do we have a second to the motion?
John Ortega, I second.
Okay. Roll call vote. Ms. Cisneros, will you please?
Absolutely. Madam Chair?
No.
Vice Chair Clark?
Yes.
Mr. McLean is absent. Mr. Ortega?
Yes.
And Mr. Ramsey?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion passes 3-1.
Thank you.
Mike, I will reach out to you via email and be in touch.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Oh. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Goldberg. Thank you, Mr. Sean, for attending today. If you have any questions, please get in touch with board staff. And Mr. Monahan, please take care of this for us. Okay. Let me get back to my agenda. We are now moving on to investigative reviews, 21-140, Zane Kane. Okay, Ms. Cisneros? Would you give us an overview of our complaint?
Yes, Madam Chair. Would you first like to see if the parties are on the line at the moment?
Yes. Is SL on the call?
Mr. Zane's here. SL has not communicated back to me. I left several voice messages from the last meeting and this meeting. And she has not answered my emails or responded back to me in a verbal manner.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to proceed with a brief summary, Madam Chair, if you'd like.
Please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. The board received a complaint from the owner of a massage therapy spa regarding the recent firing of a male therapist relating to his conduct with draping and exposing clients. The owner, who is also a licensed massage therapist, stated that during the performance of couples massages, she witnessed the respondent display a pattern of allowing the drape to go halfway or more than halfway down someone's exposed bare nude buttocks or in undergarment. The complainant reported that respondent was terminated after a repeat of the same draping issues. There was also an allegation relating to respondent's position that a parent should be, whether or not a parent should be present in the room for a child. The board considered this matter at its last meeting, and after hearing from the respondent, voted to continue the investigative hearing to this meeting in order to request that the complainant be present to take questions from the board. That concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. So we do not have the complainant on this call.
No,
is that correct, Mr. White?
Ma'am, this is a continuation from last month. For the complaint to come in, and she still hasn't responded. So the board has to do what they got to do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Andrea, this is Seamus Monahan, Assistant Attorney General. I wanted to note the same, that she has had two opportunities to be here. This is her complaint, so.
Okay, so Mr. Kane, would you like to comment?
Mr. Kane, you're still muted.
Mr. Kane, will you unmute yourself?
It looks looks like you're unmuted, but we still aren't picking up any audio from you. You might need to remove yourself from the meeting and rejoin. Maybe that might help. Because we're still not picking up any audio.
He just left, so he's going to try to come back in, I believe.
Okay, we'll give him a minute or two.
Do we have the parties on the line for number two? Would you want to take that one while we wait for the first one to get their issues fixed? Oh, okay, I see him.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're still not getting any audio from you, Mr. Zane, Mr. Kane. If you'd like to call in through telephone only, that's an option as well.
And the phone number is on the front of the massage board website.
Yeah, it's on the notification I sent him also.
Okay. Mr. Kane, are you on board now?
It does appear we just had a phone join the call. Is that Mr. Kane?
Mr. Kane, you may have to hit *6.
Hello?
Hey.
There you go. Hey, okay, Mr. Kane, will you please explain what occurred in your words?
Well, I was actually trying to chime in earlier when you were asking for anything new from the public, and apparently I was unable to get through then, but I guess it's too late now. I did have an issue, but I couldn't get... I was waiting for a full minute, and then I just wanted to... I know it's too late.
Mr. Kane, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Mr. Kane, were you wishing to address the board during the call to public on something that's not related to this case, or was it related to this case?
No, I mean it's related to what's, you know, with me and what, but not this case specifically. But yes, it was a new thing I would like to bring up. But I was waiting for a full minute. No one saw me, I guess. So I was trying to chime in. I guess it wasn't working.
Okay, so we are on this case, so let's take this case and we can get you in touch with board staff regarding the call to public.
Okay. I'm joining back visually. So.
No, that's not Mr. Kane y'all talking to. That's somebody else. That's him right there.
That was not Mr. Kane?
No, that wasn't him. That was somebody else. I don't know who that was.
No, it was Mr. Kane. You can't have your computer on and your phone.
Yeah, I'm turning that off. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Okay, I guess we should start with, if you have any questions, I can start over. I'm sorry.
Okay. Does any board member have questions for Mr. Payne?
This is Kevin Ramsey, professional board member. Mr. Kane, would you just give a brief overview of your place on this complaint?
Let's see. I'm a massage therapist who found a job working at this place for this girl, and she expressed to me several things that, you know, I disapproved of. But I was fired shortly thereafter. But I assure you that none of this is due to actions that I have done in any way. I'm strictly professional in every sense of the word. I've been doing massage for 35 years. I own the phone number 602 Massage. So people call me all day with their questions and concerns. And I'm utmost professional. So this is all just... a person who, I don't know, is vindictive. I explained in my report that she has gone through many employees and many different weird circumstances, and one of them put a Google review about her attitude and things and how she behaves. So she obviously doesn't even show up to the complaint now twice, so it just proves that it's really not anything to really be concerned about. Thank you.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Yes, I have one. Mr. Kane, is your last name Kane?
Correct.
Okay, Mr. Kane, in the complaint, as I was able to read it, it stated something to the fact that regarding a minor child, minor female, that even if the parent signed a waiver allowing the child to be given a massage, that it was the way I understood it, the way I read it, and I don't know if any of the other board members understood it the same way that I did, that the mother did not have to be in the room with the minor child, even though she signed a waiver. Where do you sit on that? Doesn't make sense to me to have a minor child in a therapy room without a parent present, regardless of whether they signed a waiver for that or not. Can you explain?
I completely agree.
Can you elaborate a little bit more?
I welcome people to, of course, watch massage, especially parents should see and know what's going on with their children. I encourage it. I think it's one of the greatest things there are, is someone watching me massage my abilities and how relaxing it looks and how range of motion improving on the person. And I would always encourage parents to watch. I'm never telling someone they can't be involved. That's not how I run my life.
Okay, thank you.
Are there other questions by board members? Okay, let us go into discussion as to what we, how we would like to handle this investigative review. Ms. Park? Oh, go ahead.
This is the second meeting now to where we don't have the complainant on the line, so it's, you know, it's really hard to move forward with anything factual. I think to determine from just one side, you know, I think if the complainant were here, that would really back up a lot of concerns that are addressed, but you know, I don't really think we have a whole lot to go on since she's not here.
So, Mr. Ramsey, are you suggesting that we dismiss the case?
Again, I'd like to hear from the most experienced members, which is everyone except for me, but you know, I'm not sure what else there would be.
So, go ahead, Ms. Clark.
Vice Chair Clark here. Based on the information that we have in the testimony from Mr. Kane, and since we have not had any response from the complainant, let alone having them not having them here, I would kind of move forward to dismiss the case.
Okay, so I would, thank you, this is Chair Bowman. I would like to have simply a letter of concern offered that would just remind Mr. Kane of the standards that we hold, as well as the importance of maintaining the professionalism of our of our practice. So I would like a letter of concern, which would be non-disciplinary. It would simply be in his file should something come up in the future. Mr. Ortega?
Yes, I can go along with that. As the rest of the board has stated, without the complaint, it's really hard just to move forward, even though the charges are really serious. So, yeah, I could go along with the letter myself. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair, this is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monty, and I just wanted to clarify, whenever you do choose to make a motion, it would be an advisory letter, not a letter of concern. Just a matter of semantics.
Okay, thank you. And in an advisory letter, would we state what it is concerning?
Absolutely. The only difference is that he could write a letter in response, and then we would just attach it to the advisory letter and put it in his file.
Perfect. Thank you. Mr. Ramsey, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm just really curious about this case. You know, without a complainant here to really back up their submitted complaint, you know, I don't think we really have much to go on other than, you know, one person said another person did something inappropriate. And while I recognize that Mr. Kane already does have a disciplinary action attached to his license, you know, I would feel that in my case, if I was wronged or if I employed somebody who had did something in this order, that I would want to follow it through to ensure the safety of the public. You know, the SL not being here now 2 months in a row, to me, really just sparks the conversation, is this a valid complaint or not? And so while the advisory letter may be non-disciplinary, you know, is there even a point to attach it?
Thank you. Mr. White, you have been in contact with SL, or you have attempted to make contact with SL?
Yes, I've sent them emails. I've left phone messages at the location, at their home, and I haven't received a response at all since the initial complaint was lodged.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Clark?
Madam Chair, it looks like the Vice Chair actually fell off a couple of minutes ago. She's not currently on the call, I don't believe.
Okay, well, we'll give her a minute to come back.
If we could just I think we just lost quorum, correct? So if we could just hold off for a second.
No, we still have quorum. We have Mr. Ramsey, Mr. Ortega, and myself.
Okay, you're right. I apologize. Okay,
so that's okay. So we still have quorum.
This is John Ortega. Listening to Mr. Ramsey's reasoning, I guess, without the complaint here, I mean, what really can we go on even for a letter? So I would also move that we just drop the case.
Okay.
Is that an official motion, Mr. Ortega?
Yes, I would like one comment, and then I'll ask for a motion. The only reason I'm thinking of an advisory letter is because someone took the time to file a complaint. Now, it could be out of spite, or it could be an actual case, and we can't determine that. So that was my reason for a non-disciplinary advisory letter, just so something was there. But I do understand your position that the person filed the complaint and has done nothing more. So is there a motion?
John Ortega, I move that we drop case 21-140, Kane Zane.
Is there a second?
Kevin Ramsey, I'll second.
Ms. Cisneros, would you take a roll call vote, please?
Absolutely. And just to clarify, the motion is for dismissal of the investigation.
That's
correct.
Thank you. Roll call vote, Mr. Ramsey?
Yes.
Mr. Ortega?
Yes.
Mr. McLean is absent. Vice Chair Clark, I don't believe, has returned, so she'll be absent for this vote. And then Chair Bowman?
Yes.
The motion passes with 3 in favor. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kane, for attending today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. Are we ready to go on to case 21-141?
Madam Chair, would you like to take a brief comfort break and we can see if we can track down the Vice Chair?
Right, I was thinking that as well. So it is now 10:08. Let's take a 7-minute break and plan on being back here at 10:15. Thank you.
Hello? Is anybody there?
Yes, yeah, it's Vice Chair Clark.
That's me. I'm still having major difficulties, not sure what's going on, but I'm back by phone.
Okay, we hear you loud and clear.
Awesome. I'll keep working on this other one while we're doing so.
Okay, let's see if I unmuted it this time. Does anybody hear me talking?
I can hear you.
Okay, it didn't unmute even though I tried. Okay, well, we'll start again. It is now 10:20 on May 25th, and the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy is now back in session. We are dealing with case 21-141. Is Tamber Stewart on the call? Please identify yourself if you are. And then is complainant BB on the call?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Okay. Ms. Cisneros? Can you give us a summary of this case, please?
Absolutely, Madam Chair. Thank you. I just wanted to remind those of you that are on the call through telephone only, your line may be muted. You will need to hit *6 if you're the respondent on the call and trying to participate. Madam Chair and members of the board received a complaint from BB, who underwent a massage on February 28th by the respondent, who had indicated that she was knowledgeable in postoperative massage work. BB alleged that the experience was traumatizing, that the respondent did not wear gloves or wash her hands, and that the respondent asked BB to lay down multiple times, which BB stated she could not do in light of her recent surgery. BB stated that the respondent asked her throughout the massage how the massage therapist in Miami massaged her and asked for post-op tips. BB alleged that the respondent asked her for direction the entire massage and that it was done in the back room of a gym that BB felt was not clean with dirty sheets. BB further alleged that the respondent's license was not posted. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So let us, BB, if you would, would you like to add anything to the investigation before we ask questions, other than what you had on your complaint and anything else that you've submitted?
Hi, there might be some background noise because our gardeners just got here, but I wrote out a pretty detailed report. I do want to add, I didn't hear it, but the gym that she was operating out of continued to threaten me because I refused to pay for the service. I had told them that I didn't mind paying. She was really concerned about the fee that she owed to them, and I said that I would pay that as long as I could get... I didn't have her license number or her last name, and they refused to give that to me. So I ended up doing some research and finding that online. I also wanted to add, I talked to Mr. White about it. My friend had surgery a few months before me, and she needed postoperative care. And here in the state of Arizona, it's really hard to find somebody who is skilled in this type of massage that you need after surgery. So she was referred by her surgeon here in Phoenix to go to a lymphatic drainage center. And there she had a very traumatic experience that ended up damaging her scar and prolonged her healing. And so when I told her about what had happened to me, because she had a similar experience, we realized it was the same girl just operating in different locations. So I went forward and trying to contact the owner of the place that she was working out of, but I never received a response from the owner of the lymphatic drainage center.
Thank you. Are there any questions from board members on of BB?
Madam Chair, I've sent her notices and also emails. She has got the ones from USPS direct mail, but the certified mail has came back because she never signed for those. But she did receive the other two.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I do have some questions.
I'm sorry,
yes.
Madam Vice Chair, if I may, before you begin. Andrew, are you referring to the respondent, just to clarify?
Yes, the respondent. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Just wanted to make that clear for the record. Thank you.
All right.
Sorry, Madam Vice Chair.
That's all right. It's BB, correct?
My first name is Brianna.
Okay, we're going to use BB for our purposes here.
Okay.
You mentioned that your friend had referred this Miss Stewart to you because she had had some similar treatment. Is that correct?
No, I had received a referral for Ty Amber through the company I used in Miami because I had surgery in Miami.
Okay.
I was looking for post-operative care here in Phoenix, and I was given two names by the woman who owns a she contracts out massage therapists for post-operative massage, and she holds trainings and such, and so she had given me two names for two people here in Phoenix, and I wanted to try the both of them, so I tried Ty Amber, and then I tried another woman, and that's how I got her information. My friend was referred to a lymphatic center from her surgeon here in Phoenix, and that is where she had a massage performed by Ty Amber, and we had no idea that we both had seen the same person.
Okay. The other question is, was your surgery such that, based on the information I was looking at in the packet, she had asked you to sit down and you said you could not, and she asked you to lay down on your, I assume, on your back, and you said you could not. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I could not sit due to a fat transfer for 8 weeks.
Okay. Were you looking for lymphatic massage?
So there's a lot of the research and just from asking a lot of questions from some therapists, there's a difference between the classic lymphatic massage and then a post-operative lymphatic drainage massage. So the kind that I needed, which I have all the thread of messaging from Ty Amber and I wanted to make sure that she was aware of the type of lymphatic drainage massage that I needed. And she said that she was knowledgeable and knew, which it came across in that way when we were messaging back and forth. And then when I went to receive the massage, it was in fact the total opposite.
So she did not, did she tell you that she had certifications in lymphatic, manual lymph drainage?
I'm not sure if she said she was certified. She did tell me in person that she had taken a training with the company that I had used in Miami, the woman who travels around and does certifications or trainings. I'm not sure. If there's a documentation of any sort that she gives out, but she said that she knew what she was doing. And then when I was receiving the massage, I had to guide her the entire time.
Okay. The question I want to ask is, I'm not really sure if I can really ask specifically what your surgery was for. But obviously, you needed some sort of post-operative treatment. How long have you had the service in Miami before you came here?
So I mean, I don't mind saying what I had done. I can.
Okay. All right.
I had. What was that?
I apologize. This is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. I just want to make sure. So you are okay discussing medical issues on the record?
Because
we can go into executive session if you'd like to discuss it there.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
So I had a 360 lipo through my midsection, my arms, my inner thighs, and my chin. And then I had the fat transfer into my behind. So it's called a Brazilian butt lift. And so with that, your lymphatic system goes into kind of a shock after a lot of surgeries, but specifically with liposuction. And so that's why I couldn't sit down and I had to be on a very strict diet. I was in Miami for 10 days after surgery to heal up there before I flew home. So I had a massage every day there, postoperatively. And then when I came back, I was scheduled for two massages a week for so long. And then it kind of teetered off after that.
Right. Okay. I totally understand where you're coming from and what you had done. I was trying to clarify for my questioning and, just for my own understanding here. With what you just said you had done, yes, you definitely needed some post-operative treatment. Did you happen to ask Ms. Stewart at any time where she got her certification training?
I believe we did talk about it because I had the referral from the woman who ran this business in Miami. I trusted that. And I did let her know that about my experience and And since then, she has told me that she told Tyamber that she's not allowed to use her name, or she was shocked that, you know, the service that I received, and didn't want her to be able to use her name or her company's name.
Okay. Okay, that's all I have for you right now. Thank you.
Are there other questions from board members?
BB, this is Kevin Ramsey. I'm a professional board member. So it sounds like you're pretty well aware of the post-op massage. You were receiving that service back in Miami for, did you say 10 days before flying back here, and then continuing that post-op treatment. And ultimately, it just sounds like, you know, it's clear to you that she did not know either that she wasn't trained or that she didn't utilize the training or certification that she says she received from that instructor. She didn't have proof of that certification available to you. But also that there's a separate component about, you know, unclean workspace, maybe not following health code with washing hands, wearing gloves, even wearing a mask. That's pretty much the gist of everything encompassed here.
Yes, that's correct. After I had reached out to the company in Miami, or the woman who specifically gave me my massage is there, she asked me a couple questions, which one of those was if she wore gloves. And I hadn't realized that she wasn't wearing gloves, nor did she wash her hands when I had arrived. And she also said that I was free to take my mask off if I wanted to. And at that time, that was kind of the middle of the pandemic, and I was like, no, thank you. I'll keep my mask on.
Yeah, right. Your treatment was in the end of February of this year. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Have you been in contact with either this licensee or the place that she operated out of since? I believe you said that they were trying to go back and forth to get fees from you. Have you been in contact with any of them since?
No, that was, I think it was that day or the day after she was messaging me on Instagram, and at which point I ended up just blocking her. And I had a message received after we had lots of conversation. I ended up like blocking her because I had already then started to pursue filing a complaint. And then the place in which she was operating out of, I noticed a message from them on my Instagram, and they wanted to know why I wasn't going to pay. And so I had explained in detail what had happened, wanting to let them know my experience in their facility. And their only concern was that I wasn't paying for the service. And if I was not going to pay, then I was going to be, it was considered theft, and that the police department was going to be contacting me.
So ultimately, no attempt was made to rectify the situation, to prove that she had the certification or the education behind what she was claiming. It was all just to try and get these fees from you?
Yeah, it was really centered around the payment, which I had offered to pay the facility fee in return of getting her information so that I could pursue a complaint. And they refused to give any information. They just said, then, you know, you'll deal with the police department. But there was never any sort of apology or worry about, you know, the soreness that I experienced afterwards. And just, I was more mentally kind of like shaken up that I hope that she didn't do any damage to my body after. Because at that point, I think I was only maybe 14 days post-op.
Right. And have you had any contact with the police department regarding this?
No. I was instructed to possibly file a police report because I was really nervous when they started saying police department. I was like, oh my gosh, like I didn't, you know. But I didn't want to go as far as filing a police report against her. It was more like, for me, I'm a licensed cosmetologist, and if somebody wasn't happy with the service I was providing, I would do all that I could to make it right, or at least, you know, try to get more education or knowledge in what it was that I was lacking in.
All right. Thank you. That's all my questions.
Mr. Ortega, do you have any questions of Ms. Beebe?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Beebe, thank you for coming forward. I don't know that I have any questions. I believe our other two board members have done a good job of getting clarification. So thank you for that. Mr. Monahan, since we do not have the Ms. Stewart on the line, we can proceed forward. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You have the option, Madam Chair, members of the board, to proceed forward on this matter or to hold it here if you believe that there's other evidence that you need other than the presence of the respondent.
Okay. So, Mr. White, Ms. Stewart has received the regular mail. She has turned down the registered mail that she had to sign for, and you have left phone messages for her with no response. Is that correct?
Yes, and I also left an email. I sent an email on last Thursday, the 20th, to each individual to let them know about the board meeting today, and I didn't get a response from her at all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we can proceed forward. So I guess I will ask each of the board members if we put this out to see if Ms. Stewart would come forward. Do we want to try and get more information from her? She obviously showed disinterest at this meeting. Does anybody want to postpone this investigative review and try to get her here next time, or should we move forward with what we could perhaps offer in a consent agreement, or how we would like to handle this? Mr. Ortega, do you need more information? Would you like to postpone this and see if she will come forward?
Well, we could still move this to a formal interview and she could show up there. That would be my preferred action. I would like to hear her her response to these allegations. I mean, we could keep it here, but I don't see any reason not to move it to an interview and go from there.
Okay, and your reason for wanting to move it to an interview is because we could have disciplinary actions available to us at that time?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Ramsey?
I agree with Mr. Ortega. I don't think there's a point to keeping it here and just postponing it one more month. So if we could reach out, get her to attend next month, but certainly moving forward to a formal interview.
Okay. Ms. Clark?
I think formal interview would definitely be I think our best option here. It'd be really good if she does not, you know, but I'm also inclined to request a consent agreement. And if she doesn't respond, then we move it to a formal interview.
What would you like in the consent agreement? What are you leaning towards?
Honestly, because I have Anyone that can cause harm to another individual through massage or lack of training, lack of certifications, I'd be leaning towards the revocation, but I think we have to move that forward if she does not agree to that. I believe that these are some serious allegations on the part of BB, based on what she has said, her testimony. But it would also be best, I think, to at least make an effort to try and have Ms. Stewart here at a formal interview, to say her side, to tell her side, and then we could make a better informed decision as a board. But definitely there are some serious allegations here that definitely need to be addressed. So I would be inclined right now to go ahead and move this to formal interview, with the offsite chance that Ms. Stewart will decide it would be in her best interest to attend, regardless of the outcome. It would be nice if she could be there to at least try to defend herself, give her an opportunity. If at that time that she does not show any interest in responding or attending the board meeting to do just that, then we would definitely move forward to for possible revocation.
Thank you. Okay, so what I'm hearing is to move this to formal interview. I'm somewhat in agreement with Vice Chair Clark to send a consent agreement for revocation of license, and if not, move to formal interview. That may be enough of a concern to her to have her actually come forward to a formal interview. And Mr. Monahan, if we offer a consent agreement for surrender of license, would we need to then move it to a formal hearing, or could we move it to a formal interview?
You have the option to move it forward to a formal interview or a formal hearing. Based on these allegations, it might be more prudent to just move it to a formal interview and see if she shows up. You always have the option to offer a consent agreement after the formal interview.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Clark, would you like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to submit a consent agreement to Ms. Stewart to surrender her license if she does not comply within, 30 days, I believe?
20.
20. Okay. We would move it to a formal hearing or formal interview.
Which one do you want it to be?
It would be formal interview. We have not yet heard from her, so...
Yeah, formal interview to hear her side and to move forward if it is deemed necessary for possible revocation. So 20 days consent agreement to surrender her license, and if that doesn't happen, move it to formal interview at that time.
Madam Vice Chair?
Yes.
For proceeding to the formal interview, is that based on the potential violations of law and the factual allegations as set forth in the investigative report?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
As well as the testimony heard today. Sorry, Andrea.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We're a team. That's okay.
Okay. Chairman Bowman, I second that motion. Ms. Cisneros, would you read us the motion and then take a roll call vote?
Absolutely. Thank you, Madam Chair. The motion on the floor is to offer the respondent a consent agreement for the voluntary surrender of licensure If the consent agreement is declined or not signed within 20 days, the matter shall proceed to formal interview based on potential violations of law and the factual allegations as set forth in the investigative report, as well as the testimony that was heard today by the board. And then we'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Ramsey?
Yes.
Mr. Ortega?
Although I agree about taking it to a formal interview, I heard nothing here that merits revocation of license, so I'm saying no.
Okay, thank you. Mr. McLean is absent. Vice Chair Clark?
Yes.
And then Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion passes.
Okay. Thank you so much. BB, thank you for attending. Board staff will keep you informed and appreciate your participation today.
Thank you.
Let's go on to case 21-157, Jeremy DeLosa. So is Mr. DeLosa on the line?
Yeah, he's on hold.
And on hold, okay. And is LS on the call?
Yes, I am.
If so, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, Mr. DeLosa, if you would please unmute yourself and let us know that you're on the line. Okay. So, Mrs. Theros, would
you
please give us?
Hello.
Yes. Is this Mr. DeLosa?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for being here today. Do you have counsel? Do you have an attorney present with you? Just asking.
I did have an attorney. He was supposed to be present for yesterday's meeting until it got assigned to today, and unfortunately he cannot be with us today. He is very busy.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. You do not have to proceed without your attorney today if you do not want to. Mr. DeLosa, it is your decision.
Yes, I would like to reassign it to a different time.
It would be prudent to move it to next meeting then, since the respondent is represented as counsel cannot be here today.
So do we need a motion to postpone?
Yeah.
Okay. I move that we postpone this case number 21-157 to either the June or the July meeting. Is there a second?
Emily Clark, would that be June or July? Sorry about that.
Well, I left it open for either June or July, just based on whatever we have on our agenda and availability of counsel.
Okay.
Can we say next meeting? Does it have to say June or July? Can we just say till the next meeting?
It would be July's meeting. Our docket is heavy on for the June 28th meeting.
Okay. Okay. So the motion that I make is to take case 21-157 and postpone it to the July 2021 massage board meeting. Is there a second?
Emily Clark, second.
Mrs. Cisneros, would you clarify that motion and then take a roll call vote, please?
Absolutely. The motion on the floor at this time is to postpone this matter until the board's July 2021 meeting. Roll call vote, Mr. Ramsey.
Before I vote, can I ask, are we able to make a counter motion that can be on the table?
No, but you can.
Okay, Mr. Monahan, why don't you answer that?
Seamus Monahan, Assistant Attorney General. If the board would like to go into executive session for legal advice, that would be appropriate. However, the respondent's attorney is not here today, so that is the basis for that motion.
Sorry, Mr. Ramsey. I think what he was asking is if he could counter the motion with another motion in lieu of voting for the current motion on the floor. Is that correct, Mr. Ramsey?
Yes. I'm just looking at, based on the severity of the complaint here, I would be more comfortable if it gets moved to next month. I understand that we may have a heavy docket, but it is our responsibility to see these as they happen, and pushing it out 2 months is not as favorable for me. I would like to see it on next month's agenda.
I believe you can ask the motion maker for a friendly amendment.
Would you be all right with that, Chairwoman?
Yes, I would.
Moving to June instead of July?
Yes, and I understand your reason why. So we will just have a longer meeting, perhaps. So I will amend the motion to have it presented at the June 2021 massage board meeting.
And then if we can have the seconder, please confirm your second to the friendly amendment.
Nimla Clark, second.
Thank you. And if there's no further discussion, Madam Chair, I'm happy to take a roll call vote now.
Okay. Yes, please.
Mr. Ramsey?
Yes.
Mr. Ortega?
Yes.
Mr. McLean is absent. Madam Vice Chair?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion passes.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. DeLosa, you will receive information. You can get your counsel to have things open for that meeting. Thank you for attending today.
I would like to confirm the date on that, please.
The date is Monday, June 28th, 2021 at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And just to clarify, Mr. I'm sorry, I just lost your name. Mr. DeLosa, that item will not be time specific. The 9 a.m. time that you're being given is just the start of the board's meeting.
Understood.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Is that going to be a teleconference as well?
At this time, it is slated for that. We are not sure when we will go back into having physical present meetings.
Understand. Thank you.
Mr. DeLosa and LS, thank you both for appearing today. Board staff will be in touch with you for more detail about that next meeting. And if you have any questions, please reach out to the board staff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Ortega, do you have a comment? Okay. Okay, moving on to item 7, business owner manager license duty to report. This is under action items. Okay. So do we want Mr. Augerton, do you want to chair this, or Mr. Monahan?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Tom, for interrupting you. I'd be happy to do a brief overview of why this is here, if you'd like.
Okay. Is that okay, Mr. Augerton?
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you. Thank you, Andrea.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Ms. Cicero?
Thank you. The board might recall at, I'm trying to pull it up now. At its last board meeting, you can see from the minutes from the last meeting that this came up as a topic for discussion for a future meeting. What had happened was the board had heard a case at that time that involved an owner of an establishment who was also a licensed massage therapist, and we hadn't received information about possible unprofessional conduct by an employee. So this item came up as discussion at the last meeting. What would be the duty to report as far as a licensee who owns an establishment and is aware of possible unprofessional conduct by a staff member and is not reporting that to the board? So I hope that helps to kind of lay down the foundation from where to go from here. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so Mr. Augerton, would you like to start this conversation?
Yes, Madam Chair, although I don't have any substantive material to present to the board at this time. The item is on the agenda at the direct request of a board member at the last meeting, and then Mr. Monahan obviously is available to respond to any questions on the current structure of the statute, which has this requirement.
Great. So I think what's important, and we heard this morning, you know, of a licensed massage therapist that said he knew and he didn't know. And, you know, it's important that we are aware of what our statutes and what our rules do state, because this is the standard by which we make our decisions. And So, Mr. Monahan, do you have any words of wisdom that would help us in understanding this? Or
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. I think the statute's pretty clear, and I think this was more on here for the benefit of our licensees, so that you know the board could have a discussion on the importance of, you know, reporting these violations, not just the fact that, you know, you're required to, but, you know, the importance of reporting these violations and what can happen if you don't report these violations, as far as, you know, ongoing issues with massage therapists who are not above board, for lack of a better term. It is under 4253A19, failing to report to the board any act or omission of a licensee or applicant or any other person who violates this chapter. And that's really all I have to add.
And then to piggyback on that, Madam Chair and members of the board, the actual statute for reporting is 32-4256A. Is that right, Seamus?
Yes, I do see that. Under that reporting violations, a person, licensee, corporation, educational institution, healthcare professional, or healthcare facility, and state or local government agencies must report to the board any conviction, determination, or finding that a licensee has committed an act that constitutes grounds for disciplinary action pursuant to section 32-4253. You know, I think personally self-government is a very important thing, because we should know our statutes and our rules, maybe not line and verse, but we should know the essence of them. And I think that some of the cases that we see could possibly be handled differently if, in fact, we in and of ourselves, when we know something's going on, take action and say, hey, don't do that, or at least come forward to see that that happens. Does anybody else have any comments regarding this?
You know, I am glad that this is brought up on today's agenda for us to discuss, you know, especially the people that I see regularly attending these meetings. I know when I first started attending these meetings several years ago as an audience member, I was really blown away by the level of complexity of legal language and reading through statutes and regulations. But, you know, ultimately, both of the statutes that were quoted here today really just show that it is important, whether you're a licensee or not, if you're a business owner or a member of the public, that you do report any potential violations that either occur or that you are witness to. So, you know, for anybody on the call today, if you feel, you know, something telling you to report it to the board, you know, please do, so that we can ensure that we uphold safety of the public.
Thank you. Ms. Clark, would you like to make any comment regarding our discussion?
I agree with Mr. Ramsey. It's our responsibility as therapists and the responsibility of a business owner to report any infractions or something that's amiss, or if they know of something that is in violation of our statutes. I feel that it is their responsibility to report to the board, because we're in a business to do no harm, and we don't want someone that may be doing something with a that says they have a license, but they're doing something knowing that they don't have a license. It's just kind of like, you know, with children. If you have a concern that a child is being abused or neglected, you're obligated to report it. Even if it turns out that there's nothing to it, you're still under the obligation to report it. And I feel that that works with massage and whether you're a therapist or a business owner as well.
Thank you. And Chairman Bowman, I would like to weigh in on that as well. While, and just as the previous case that we had and Mr. Ramsey's suggestion that we move it forward to, the earlier months was prudent, and I agree with him on that. Sometimes our wheels go very slowly, and that's because of our wanting to uphold our statutes and rules in the way that they were intended, and to be always mindful that public safety is what the board is about, and that we are in an honored profession. And so we need to let other practitioners know of the importance of that. Are there any other comments regarding this action item? Okay, let's move to point 8, Executive Director's Report. Mr. Augerton?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've put this back on the calendar for today to see if we can get some conclusive board discussion and perhaps a decision. It was not posted accurately at the last meeting in order for the board to be able to legally take action if there is a decision following the discussion today. But today that language has been included.
Thank you. And so I believe we have to have our delegate before the 1st of July. Is that correct?
Yes, Madam Chair, that's correct.
Right. Okay. So, I'm going to toss this out. I would like to ask Mr. Ramsey if he would be our delegate. It appears that it's going to actually be, as of now, we're crossing our fingers, that it will actually be a in-person event in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is just, it's a wonderful experience. I attended several times. I believe Ms. Clark did as well. And so I would like to ask Mr. Ramsey if he would be willing to be our delegate to the FSMTB annual meeting October 7th, 8th, and 9th.
I'd be happy to go.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm going to move that we designate Kevin Ramsey, who is a professional member, to be our delegate for the FSMT meeting in October 2021. Is there a second?
I do believe we lost the vice chair, just for the record.
Okay. Okay.
I'm John Ortega. A second.
Okay. Oh, she just joined us again. Okay. So, Ms. Cisneros, since we have Ms. Clark back, would you please read the motion on the floor so she is up to date as to being able to vote?
Absolutely. The motion on the floor is for Mr. Ramsey to serve as the Arizona delegate to the 2021 FSMTB meeting.
And roll call vote?
Sure. Roll call vote, Mr. Ramsey?
Yes.
Mr. Ortega?
Yes.
Mr. McLean is absent. Chairwoman Clark? I'm sorry, Vice Chairwoman Clark, excuse me.
We may have lost her again. We still have a quorum.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
Chairwoman Bowman?
Yes.
The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, summary of current events. By law, the summary of current events is limited to summarizing recent occurrences. The board cannot propose to just deliberate or take legal action on any matters in the summary unless the specific matter is properly noticed for legal action. I'm wondering, Mr. Augerton, do we have any communications with the governor as to the waiver of CEs and the things that were instigated because of the pandemic?
Madam Chair, we can't really discuss that right now because it's not posted for discussion on the agenda, but if you're asking me if we have any updated information that would enable us to post this on an additional agenda going forward, I have not heard anything definitive from the board's liaison at this time. There was an inquiry from our liaison a few weeks ago, and the implication being that probably the governor's original executive order on the COVID pandemic, which was issued in 2020, may in fact sunset this year, at which time the board would have to authorize the staff to implement the cancellation of the waivers on continuing education. So I don't have anything definitive for you or the board. I believe that we will be hearing something from the ninth floor this calendar year. And once we get a sunset date on the governor's executive order from 2020, then we will need to put on the website a specific date for when the waiver will no longer be offered. Assistant General AG Seamus Monahan has indicated to us, I had done a question to him in an earlier meeting if we could do a phase out of the hours, and he indicated at that time that's not possible. The 24 hours of continuing education are required in state statute, and the waiver which the board is doing is only authorized by the executive order issued by the governor. As that executive order comes to an end at some future date, so will the waiver for the requirement for waiving the 24 hours. And the best proposal I can give you and the board is that once we hear from the ninth floor, that we pick a date that would provide as much advance notice to the membership as possible. In 2020, when the executive order ended, which enabled the fee waiver, which was done.
Tom, this is Seamus, Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. I think we're delving a little bit too deep into the summary of current events here. I apologize. Okay. It's just not on there.
Okay. Okay, so Mr. Augerton, thank you for the current event that I was about was, did we have communication with the governor? And at this time, we don't. So perhaps we could put, could have a discussion or ask that in the executive director's report for next month, it be what kind of communications we have it and how we would handle that transition period between the governor's dictate and how we then approach that. Mr. Monahan, can I have that put into the executive director's report for next month?
You can have whatever you want put in there.
Okay. So, Mr. Augerton, if you would have that available next month, I would appreciate that. Are there any other action items for future massage board agendas that a board member would like to toss out at this time?
I've got a few topics that I think would be interesting to speak about in the public forum. We've heard both from a case today and past cases that it's hard to find a therapist with specialty education or advanced education, specific modalities or techniques and skills I'm really curious to see, you know, if we have any tools at our disposal to implement maybe on the board website for searching for a therapist who does have these specific requirements for
okay.
things like this. So maybe we can talk about that next month.
Okay. I don't know if it will be next month, but we will put that on for future board agendas. Okay.
I'd also like to add for next month's meeting a discussion regarding there's a new I was approached last week by FSMTB to attend an all-state meeting, and they had concerns representing hybrid education programs for massage therapy certification. And so if I can have some time next month to address that, I could kind of update everyone on that meeting.
Okay. You will be attending that. Are you attending as a board member?
It happened last week, and yes, I attended as a board member.
Okay. Okay. So we can have if you can gel it down to 3 to 5 minutes, that would be excellent.
Sure.
Okay.
Mr. Ramsey, could you clarify for me what the name of that meeting was or the main topic? I just want to make sure I capture that correctly in the minutes.
Yes, it was sent to me by FSMTB. Mm-hmm. And if I can pull up the actual invitation.
Because I can just list it as an update from the meeting that you attended. I just want to make sure I reference the meeting correctly.
Yes, it was FSMTB, and it was just a membership forum, but the topic was regarding hybrid education programs.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. So our next board meeting will be Monday, June 28th, 2021 at 9 a.m. It is at this time planned to be video conference. And if there is no further business, it is now 11:13 on May 25th, and the meeting is adjourned.